time for Conversations with MIT Medical, care for the community. Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
The Get Fit at MIT Challenge is a 12-week team-oriented fitness challenge open to the entire MIT community. But how do you get fit? My guest today is Liz Carbone. She's a Senior Program Manager of Community Wellness at MIT Medical. Welcome to the show, Liz. So tell us, what is the Get Fit Challenge?
So like you just mentioned, the Get Fit Challenge is a 12-week fitness challenge open to the entire MIT community. We have teams of 5 to 8 people who come up with a fun, creative team name and register their team in January when our registration is open. And when we say open to the entire MIT community, that includes staff, students, faculty, contractors, and even family members of the people that work here.
How many people have participated in the past years?
In the past years, we've been holding steady between 3,700 and 3,800 people in the past few years, and on average, we have about 550 teams register.
Wow, that's fantastic. So how do people and teams track their exercise minutes? Tell us a little bit about how it works.
Yes. So just a little bit about the minutes. There is a weekly goal, weekly minutes goal that we set. Week one starts off at 150 minutes, and by week 11 and 12, we've worked our way up to 300 minutes for the weekly goal. And they can enter their minutes on our website. They can either enter them daily or on a weekly basis.
So then tell us about some of the events and prize drawings that you have.
So some of the events we have, we do have an event during our registration period, which is a kickoff event where people can come to learn more about the program, learn more about ways to get exercise during the winter. The fitness center comes over and does free fitness assessments for people. We have prizes, we have a raffle prize at that and give out free refreshments. We have a midpoint event where that's where a fun event where everyone comes and gets their free T-shirt, because if you're a Get Fit participant, everyone gets a free T-shirt. And we'll be having a closing event this year, which will be a scavenger hunt, which is something new for us. The details haven't been completely worked out, but it'll be a very, very fun event with, again, more prizes to win. Events that are held during the challenge, our fitness facility offers all sorts of different classes like spinning and sculpt and bar and beginning to boxing, things like that. And we also have some weekly tunnel walks that we hold about one or two a day to help people who might not be interested in going to the gym, but we have walks in our tunnel system here at MIT. And when it gets a little bit nicer, we walk around the Charles River, which is really, really nice. So that's just a little bit about some of the events we have.
Liz, do you know whether people who take on the Get Fit Challenge tend to stay active throughout the year?
Yes. We do have a little bit of data on that. About half of the participants do increase their activity level as a result of the challenge, and they have reported that they keep up that pace for the rest of the year.
So then tell us a little bit about what constitutes exercise. What do you want people to know about, completing the Get Fit Challenge and being involved in it?
Yes. So for the purpose of counting exercise minutes for Get Fit, we define exercise as physical activity done at the level that increases your heart rate and or challenges your muscles. So as you can imagine, that's different for everyone. From a sedentary person, taking a 15-minute walk is really going to get their heart rate up, but someone who's training for a marathon, that's going to be like a walk in the park for them. So that's why it's a little bit of a broad definition. But allowable physical activity should include, components of maybe aerobic or cardiovascular exercise, strength training, and or flexibility exercises, like something like yoga or Pilates. That might not be getting your heart rate up, but it's also, you're doing something for your muscles.
Do you have anything new planned for this year's challenge?
One of the things that's really big news for us is that we will be launching a new website, which is really big for us. It'll be responsive, so it'll be mobile-friendly, which I'm sure everyone will love since everyone has cell phones and smartphones these days. So they'll be able to track their minutes on their phone, which will be very accommodating to everyone in the community. And the new website, we're going to have a new sign-in process, which is going to be much easier than what we've had in the past. People will be able to set their own personal goals. We're improving the graphs and leaderboards, so those will be easier for everyone to read. And it's going to be, it's a great website. It's going to be awesome.
So tell us some of the resources and tools that people can look to.
Yep. So some of the resources on campus, again, like I mentioned, is our fitness facility. They do offer, and this is also for our Lincoln Lab folks as well, the fitness facilities on both campuses will offer a four-month trial pass at a discounted rate so that they can use the facility there. They'll get a free fitness assessment. There's options for having a personal training session if you're looking to get involved in a program. Our community wellness department also offers wellness classes, and those are small classes. You know, the maximum amount is 12 people. So for beginners, those are sometimes a great class to start with. It's not so intimidating as sometimes going to a gym, as some people feel. And then we also have what we call participant perks, and we work with local studios and gyms and facilities that may offer different types of exercises. And they offer discounts at their studios.
And what's your best advice for making lasting lifestyle changes after they're done with the Get Fit Challenge?
I think, you know, try to just, you know, keep up that momentum. You know, towards the end, the 300 minutes can be a challenge for some, but I just, you know, you just got to keep working. Maybe keep working with your coworkers. You know, I feel like being on a team, there's nothing better to keep you more accountable than working with a team and staying motivated that way.
Thank you so much for being with us today, Liz. It's great information. And for more information on this year's Get Fit Challenge, you can go to getfit.mit.edu. That's getfit.mit.edu. You're listening to Conversations with MIT Medical. And for more information, you can go to medical.mit.edu. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.